Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in. It is Friday. It is a little bit of a rainy day out there. Laura is going to keep you up to date on a very busy afternoon in the news. So much popping, so much happening. Josh Wheeler is in for Dan, and so we've got you covered. The way things are going, who knows what else is going to happen today? Who knows? I want to start talking about breakups. There's nothing sadder than a friendship that falls apart, right? Other hosts around the country may look at the feud between Donald Trump and Elon Musk as a important national debate. The latest is that President Donald Trump is getting rid of his Tesla. This is the ultimate in a breakup. This is the ultimate in a breakup. And because I don't know, I like to dig into what led to the breakup, what escalated things, I thought it would be useful to break down sort of what happened yesterday. You know, maybe you were busy. Maybe you have a normal life. You weren't sitting around listening to this and that and every single development. But it started in the late morning, when Donald Trump was doing a news conference, he was meeting with a foreign leader, and I'm sure the foreign leader, the Chancellor of Germany, was happy that Trump wasn't talking about him. Here is how it started. Here's Trump talking about his relationship with Elon.
Yes. Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised because you were here. Everybody in this room practically was here as we had a wonderful send-off. He said wonderful things about me. You couldn't have nicer. Said the best thing. He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything.
I mean, he wore the hat. It's like, when I hear that, it makes me think of a little kid, like a high school kid, like wearing his girlfriend's letter jacket, right? Like I thought we were in love. I thought we had a thing. And to that, Elon replied,
whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Elon Musk was using his social media site X. So I thought it would be useful to have the voice of a child kind of act those out. So here's Donald Trump then saying why Elon was mad, right?
Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. They're having a hard time.
They're having a hard time. I get it. So Elon's watching that. And now Elon says,
it's like doing a project here. I'm trying to track this down now. Hang on.
Oh, you're real confident about this in the
I was.
In the
I
meeting.
Really was.
You're
I
real
really was.
Confident. Real confident.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Keep the EV/solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil and gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair. But ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. Yeah. Either you get a big and ugly bill or a slim and beautiful bill. Slim and beautiful is the way.
You kind of wonder what he's talking about there. Slim and beautiful is the way, right? But all right, so Elon responds. And then Trump's got this to say.
See if it actually works this time.
I know. This is...
YouTube. YouTube is being YouTube right now.
Because we took the EV mandate, and you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles, and you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And you know, Elon knew this from
the beginning.
We're doing
it again, Jason.
Yeah, just for, just stop it, stop it, Josh. What are we talking about? You felt real confident.
I did. I did.
And you're trying to play this off an internet browser? Is that what you're trying to do?
The Trump version. Yes.
Yeah. I could have told you that wasn't going to work, but sometimes we have to learn this ourselves live. Why don't we go?
Mm-hmm. The rest will be fine. The rest I don't need YouTube for. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's try it here. So we went. Mm-hmm. Then they went to their social media. And now, in a dramatic reenactment, we will have children reading this argument through AI. Here we go. What's first, Josh?
This is Elon responding to
here's
Trump.
Elon Musk.
Hang on.
Oh, my God. Come on, Josh.
You got to pause the YouTube video before you play other stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. So set the table real quick.
Okay.
So we can get back on track. This is Elon responding to Trump talking about the workings of the big, beautiful bill.
It doesn't really matter. Here we go.
Yeah.
False. This bill was never shown to me even once and was passed in the dead of night so fast that almost no one in Congress could even read it.
Right. And then Trump responded. What did Trump have to say after that?
Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave, and he just went crazy.
Yeah. And then Elon said...
Without me, Trump would have lost the election, Dems would control the House, and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude.
That was my favorite, the such ingratitude. Can we go, can we skip the next two and then go to Trump? Not minding? No?
I don't mind Elon turning against me. But he should have done so months ago.
And then Elon with the ultimate comeback.
Time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files.
Whoa.
That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT.
I think this one great. I'm sitting around today thinking, like, wouldn't it be funny if we had Trump and then we went into, like, the voices of children?
I mean, all but one we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel this went, Josh?
We'll give it a C. It's passable for radio.
I would give it an F. I would give it an F. I think we failed.
It's fine.
We failed. So...
I'll take the heat.
What is the right question to ask the people, Josh, would you say? What would you ask the people here?
Regarding
like how could we do a better job with this? No, just...
There's a lot of questions we can ask.
I have several. Yeah. I have several questions, for sure. And also, like, for our YouTube viewers... What a shame that Josh didn't have a camera set up to see him trying to find all these files. Did we make this too complicated? I think so. I'll take the blame. I made it too complicated. Here's my question.
My hope was that third YouTube video would have the marker set to where it needed to be instead of going to the start of the video. But it's fine.
It worked out fine.
Yeah.
You know.
The fight's still going on regardless of how we do.
So what I want to know is, I have two questions. One, name a more iconic breakup than Trump
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba
Casino. Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
And Elon. Because I was thinking about this today, like, look, I will say there are people who think this is very important, and I do not think this is important. I do think this is hilarious. Because we love drama. If I have two friends fighting, I kind of like it.
Mm.
Maybe that's the question. Do you like the drama or are you worried about this? 651-461-9226. A texter saying, children's voices made an excellent point of this interaction. Another texter, I thought the segment was hysterical. I was laughing in my car. The children were awesome. You know? I mean, you never know how it's going to land.
I'll take the sympathy clap for sure.
Before, I told my boss, Brad, who just won a national award yesterday.
Sorry, Brad.
I said, Brad, we are going to start our show with a segment that has a 50-50 chance of being really great or bombing miserably. And I said, I truly don't know which way it's going to go, but I do feel like there's a good chance it's going to bomb. He was like, I can't wait.
Was it the producer or the content that made you question?
I mean, little,
I'm no Dan Cook, but.
Little yeah, column A,
stop
little
taking
column
Fridays off, Dan.
So I do love a train wreck when it is of relatively minor consequence. And I do think there are multiple things I'm amused about. In this thing. One, as I was talking about this with my 17-year-old at lunch today, Sam is like, well, who could have predicted that Trump and Elon would have set each other on fire? As like Sam was like, this was so obvious. And I did not expect that. I figured it would fall apart. Two of the biggest egos in the world. I mean, yeah. This is what's going to happen. But what I find delicious is the fact that the New York Times has a team of reporters acting like they're TMZ. President Trump is getting rid of his Tesla, and according to close associates, blaming Elon Musk's behavior on drug use. As the acrimonious blow up of their partnership left both men with a lot at risk. What do they have at risk?
No,
you're good. How are you doing? Good. This is so TMZ. A White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the president planned to sell the red Tesla he bought in March. Ooh. Iconic breakups, worst breakups, and do you think it matters? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CC. Sad to see a breakup. You hate to see it. I love to see it. I like a train wreck. I don't think it matters. I do think there is, like, I get it. Elon Musk was the most influential, at least apparently, most influential advisor in the Trump White House. But he had left. And Musk is saying what I think a lot of conservatives think, which is that the big, beautiful bill adds too much money to the deficit, and he's not into it. It's fine. He's a private citizen. He gets to say what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump getting rid of his Tesla, which a friend of mine texted me and noted, when do you think the last time Donald Trump actually drove a car was? It would be funny to watch Donald Trump try to figure out how to operate the touchscreen of a Tesla. You know, It's not all the buttons and switches that a regular car has. It may take a little bit to figure out how to do that. Jerry on YouTube says, I thought the breakup would happen, but this occurred quicker than expected. Jonathan is on the CCO Talk and Text line. Jonathan, do you have an iconic breakup for us? I was trying to think of bigger breakups than Don and Elon.
Well, we have Jeff on
the line. Oh, Jeff is on the line. Sorry about that. Jeff, you're on CCO. I got a little mixed up there, Jeff.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I think we've got it together. I don't know. What you asked that like the production values of this show might have a hiccup. I have no idea what you're talking about. This is a major market radio station. We push a button and boom, the sound goes.
There you go. I think this whole childish thing is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, correct.
And on top of it, your production with those kids' voices, fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Look at that.
You need one more thick. You need a little skit between those two with the kids' voices squabbling about spilling some Haribo gummy bears inside a new Tesla on a hot day.
I think you're right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Most iconic breakup is Sonny and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
What about Kim and Kanye? That's a pretty big breakup.
Still talked about today.
Here, I think about J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yeah, Minnesota, one of us.
So, sort of?
Yeah, kind of.
What about the conscious uncoupling? Would it have been better if we had a Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin conscious uncoupling for Elon and President Trump? That might have been better.
Mm.
That might have been better. You know, and then Dakota Johnson just broke up. Do you know? Do you know that? Look at me with your celebrity news.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's ripped from the headline.
Yeah, take that, E.T.
George Steinbrenner and Billy Martin. That's another good one. Texter says Trump versus Elon is all staged. They're using the media just like the previous administration. All the media is falling for it. Not sure what they will gain from it, but we'll see. What a way to go through life, just assuming that all this stuff is always staged. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I'm just amused by it. I'm amused because it's funny. It's just funny. It's objectively funny. Now, another texter is saying that Trump and Elon are acting out the first episode of the new Republican miniseries, The Senior Bachelor. Maybe. This is what it sounds like to me. Like, when I was putting all this sound together, you're like, mm-hmm. And then he said, and then she said. Monty is on the CCO Talk and Text line. Monty, thanks for calling in. What do you make
good,
of all of that?
How are you doing?
I'm great.
All right. Well, good. No, I think the worst breakup stories have to go back to high school, though. And I was a high school teacher for like 33 years. One of my colleagues back in the day had a thing when he found out that a boy or a girl was dumped. He had a giant Tonka toy dump truck, and then he would put in either a Raggedy Ann or a Raggedy Andy, depending on which sex was dumped.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of class, he'd go over and he'd grab this thing, and all of a sudden he'd go, beep, 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 and he'd walk over to this poor kid's desk, set it down on the desk, and then dump the Raggedy Ann and the Raggedy Andy out onto the desktop of this poor child who would just be mortified and dying,
amazing.
And everybody else loved it.
That is so good.
The man was crazy. We will call him Dave. That's all I'm going to say. Dave, if you're out there, you know I'm talking about that.
I kind of like that. It sort of diffuses the situation a bit. Now, today you would send some kid into an anxiety-laden therapy session for sure, but...
You're exactly right. You could do this back in the day.
Back in the day, yes. That's very good. Thank you, Monty. I did... I'm trying to think, like, as a kid, for me, if there was... You know, I had a couple of traumatic breakups. I'm married to my college girlfriend. Mm. But in high school, I had a couple of traumatic breakups. And I remember when I broke up with Andrea Cerber, and I said to her that she was in the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. Have a good day, AS. And that's what that's how I broke up with her. So I wasn't surprised to see that from Elon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.